I'm Scoot. It is time for our weekly visit with our financial expert, Ron Semford, who is the president and CEO of Metairie Bank. Ron, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Scoot. Nice to be here.
And my condolences. You were not here last week because of the passing of your father. And so thoughts and prayers are with you. And we're sorry that you had to deal with that. But obviously, your dad led a long life.
He really did, Scoot. He was 90 years old. And I don't know if I'd shared this with you, but he was a Major League Baseball player.
No, I didn't know that.
And for 15 years. And when he passed away, he was actually 62nd. On a list that Wikipedia keeps of the oldest 100 major league players.
Wow. What team did he play for? What team did he play for?
Well, he signed with the New York Giants the year after Willie Mays was a rookie right out of high school.
Wow.
And he played for the Detroit Tigers, and he played for the Washington Senators.
Go ahead.
I was going to share just one interesting thing. He was the 17th major league player to ever hit a home run in his last major league at bat. He did that in 1959. The next year, 1960, Ted Williams did it when he retired. And there's now 53 major leaguers who have homered in their last major league at-bat. So he was on some special lists.
Ron, what was it like growing up as the son of a Major League Baseball player?
You know, it was almost like a military brat. I'm from Dallas, and I would start school in Dallas, and then we would move right after the spring to wherever he was playing. I went to school in Miami, Florida, Charleston, West Virginia, Detroit, Rochester, San Diego, Honolulu, Hawaii. And then we'd move back for the after the fall and go to school back in Dallas again. And he also played winter ball for four winters in Puerto Rico. So I grew up speaking Spanish pretty well, too. So it was very, very interesting.
Was it exciting, or were you frustrated as a kid moving from school to school?
No, I loved it. I loved it.
Good.
I'd get to go in the locker room. I'd get to shag fly balls in the stadium and hang with the players. It was very family-friendly.
That's a great memory. And I'm glad you had those strong memories of him.
You bet. Me too. Thanks for
asking. Ron, in the midst of everything that's going on, look, there are people who are really struggling, and there are a lot of people now facing foreclosure. What advice do you have for anybody who's facing foreclosure, or if it's something that might be in their future? What do you have? What advice do you have for them?
Well, I would say hang on as long as you can and work with your lender. The mortgage lenders out there right now, Scoot, whether you have a mortgage, you know, that's nationally insured or just a local mortgage, are certainly willing to work with and have been working with the borrowers extensively during this pandemic. And you'll note foreclosures are actually down compared to where they were a year ago just because of the restrictions that have been placed on foreclosures, but also because of forbearance that the various lenders have granted. And I think we'll continue to grant. But do the best you can until the economy reopens and we get everybody back to work.
So, I mean, let's establish this. Banks don't want to foreclose because they're not in the business of selling houses.
That is the last thing in the world that a financial institution wants to do, is to wind up owning a residence and as you know, trying to resell it and paying for the cost of maintenance and taxes and insurance in the meantime. And we are not real estate companies.
So
we
when
are
you
banks.
Say,
we're lenders.
When you say work with your lender, what are some suggestions?
Call your loan officer. Make sure they know your situation. Make sure they know if you're out of work presently, how long you've been out of work, what your prospects are, how hard you're looking, or do you think your company's going to reopen, or you've got to go find a new position. Just keep them informed. We are much more likely to be willing to forbear and extend for people who, you know, communicate with us and we know their situation than we are for somebody who has never called, and when we call, they won't answer the phone.
Yeah.
So definitely communicate and let them know the plans that you have to get back on track. And the vast majority of them, Scoot, will be willing to work.
Ron, it seems like that's the most important message here. Like if you're facing foreclosure or if you think it may be coming, you know, don't be afraid of the bank, because they don't want to do this, and they will work with you, and they really just want you to communicate with them.
That's it. That's it. Keep us informed, and we have staying power. We've got, banks are full of capital right now. We mm-hmm. we can ride this out, and we would much rather do that than try to take over that property and sell it and probably take a loss on it.
So, right, right. Sure. Well, Ron, thank you for that advice, because, you know, for some people listening, that's going to relieve them of a lot of stress, because they're, you know, I have a tendency to not want to, you know, I would want to stay away from something that's really negative, and sometimes you just have to face it.
You do. The last thing you want, if you miss a payment, you know, you try to avoid that, the creditor, that's not the answer. The answer is to keep them totally informed on your status.
Ron Sanford, President, CEO of Metairie Bank, thank you for your financial expertise again this week. And thank you for sharing the stories about your dad. That was really heartwarming.
Yeah, it was a pleasure, Scoot. Thanks so much.
All right, Ron, thanks. We'll talk to you next week.